it's very funny. My wife told them that, oh, you know, daddy's probably going to be very busy because there's a lot of new developments in Sembawang. And then they say, oh, daddy changed job, is it? Hi, my name is Su Shen. I'm 35, father to two girls and a boy. I'm a tenor in a choir, so I used to sing Schubert, Mozart, and classical singing. So my wife and I actually met some 23 years ago in a school choir, and we were both very passionate about singing. For myself, I actually had three voice coach, and at one point in time, one of them actually asked, do you want to consider singing as a full-time career? Maybe once every week, I'll do proper singing with my wife. But I still sing every day, in the car, with my children. Well, two reasons. One is policies, the other is action. I started my career in the public sector, and I understand how difficult decisions for policies can be. There are trade-offs, but equally important, there are ideation phases. So, although my public service career ended abruptly, but I was still active on the ground, communicating and implementing some of these policies at the grassroots level. Now I'm given the chance to actually step forward and contribute my ideas and alternative solutions in the parliament. So I gladly took up the challenge. I've actually served alongside Ms. Tin Pei Ling in Macpherson for the past 10 years, and now I'm shadowing Dr. Lim Wee Kiat in Canberra. What inspires me most is their connections with the residents and how their actions can impact the lives of their residents. So after my dad's passing, my mum asked me to stay back and take over the family business, and I agreed immediately because it's a call of duty. So similar to politics, when called upon to serve the public, I didn't hesitate and I said yes. Well, I'm passionate about serving the youth and helping them lead healthier lifestyle. At the same time, I'm also passionate about supporting local small and medium enterprises as they face a lot of challenge in this climate nowadays. Outside of work, I'm actually passionate about football, yoga, and jogging, because I only have time for jogging now. Well, I always believe that every child should grow up with a healthy mind and healthy body. And with the declining numbers of babies that we have each year, all the more important, we need to make sure that they thrive in their own ways. One thing I would like to look at is how we can strengthen the enforcement and the support system for our children to break off their vape addictions. You might have read about how we led the first community anti-vape drop-off campaign back in 2023. And that was after a long understanding of how young children as young as 11 or 12 were picking up vaping and they were addicted to it. So working with our community volunteers, the social service agencies, and also Health License Authority, that project was implemented, and we were very heartened that many youths actually stepped forward to pledge that they will drop their habit and lead a healthier lifestyle. Well, I think as a grassroots leader, we already have an outsized influence on the youths that we work with as volunteers, and they actually look up to us as role models. And when we are able to execute and implement ideas that we truly believe in, that gives them a lot of confidence and also a lot of belief in you as a role model. From there, I actually appreciate them for giving me such confidence as well to take on bigger roles.